and the Spurs losing their fourth in a row, and they're out.
Yeah,
all that and more coming up in sports.
After winning 715 games in a row, too.
Yeah, almost that many.
Man.
Yeah,
right.
Weren't paying attention.
No, guess not. So Tim Duncan and crew are, they're on vacation.
That's it. So here's our quote of the day from Sean Penn.
Okay.
Sean Penn knows that he can be overwhelming sometimes. He tells Us Weekly magazine, quote, "I'm constantly embarrassed by my own personality." End quote.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, you got to appreciate his honesty there.
Yeah,
he doesn't like himself sometimes.
All right, here we go.
But you know what, Sean Penn, and I'm like you, you know, disagree totally with his politics, you know, completely. I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
But from everything I've read, this work that he's done in Haiti ever since, you know, that earthquake has been pretty genuine stuff.
I mean,
everything that I've read, I can't read anything in there that's self-serving at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to give credit where it's due, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
All
right, here we go, boys. Let's do a little legality thing here, all right? See how you feel about all this. New Jersey, state of New Jersey, wants all family members buckled up, even the four-legged ones. Worrying about distracted driving, which is the top cause of U.S. American driving deaths, New Jersey authorities cracking down on enforcing a law requiring your dog or cat be buckled into a seatbelt. Try that with the old family cat. Let's see how that goes. Let me know about that.
That's right.
Please have someone standing by filming it for YouTube.
Yeah.
That's right.
Again, I don't know a lot of people who drive with cats. I mean, there may be a bunch.
Right.
You know, cats don't necessarily want to have their tongues hanging out and their head out the window, so you might not know.
They're no fun.
Yeah, they could be asleep on the floor.
That's right. And have bandages ready when you try to pick up that cat when you're...
Well, and even the dog. I mean, I'm sorry. The dog is not going to like that.
Yeah, yeah. My dogs would fight me.
You could face fines between $250 and $1,000 plus up to 6 months in jail.
What are you in for? Didn't buckle up my cat.
Now...
Oh, man.
Now, okay, so
that
again.
Explains the scratches, though.
You're going,
right. Now I know what it is.
Right.
Thought you was in a bar fight.
You're going to have a tough time in prison.
That's what you meant when you said you was in a cat fight.
Don't tell people why.
That's right.
Anyway.
Murder? Okay, but
Yeah, cat fights, no.
No.
Now, again, if you don't buckle in your cat or dog, fines will be $250.
And this is where?
This is in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Up to $1,000 plus 6 months in jail.
Is that chunky governor going to sign this?
I don't know. It'd be a stretch.
Wow.
Well, most everything for
him. Think of all the stuff people get away with in New Jersey.
Well, I'm just about to say now.
Tony Soprano got away with a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask me what the fine is for an unrestrained child.
What is it?
$10.
Oh, my goodness.
So $10 for you not being a good parent, $250 if you're not a good pet. Oh, you can't be an owner anymore. You're a pet friend.
That's right. That's right.
So that's
you're their forever family.
Yeah, that's it. That's in New Jersey. We're working on.
Oh my!
For you.
So if your kid's in the back seat, unbuckled and holding the cat.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Then the kid's going to jail.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, and yesterday I have to tell on myself.
Oh, here we go.
No, it wasn't yesterday. I'm sorry. It was one day last week.
Okay.
Driving, pick up the boy from preschool. Driving down Texas Avenue, and we're talking and having a conversation. And you know how something just, you realize something is awry, and you can't quite figure out what it is.
Right.
Something is not as it should be.
Right.
And I turn around and I look, and my 3-year-old son has turned around in his car seat and is banging his hands on the back glass, talking to people behind us as they drive.
Very nice.
And I realize then, I had not buckled in my child.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So we're driving, you know, green lights abounding at that point. No place, no place to pull over. Traffic's thick. And I said, "Hey, buddy, sit down for dad, okay?"
Then
just so I can show you that, you know, again, he's smarter than his old man. I turned around. I said, "Hey, we need to buckle you in." And so I said, "Daddy's going to pull over so we can buckle you in." He buckled himself in.
Oh, there you are.
Well, good.
So,
good.
Because then I hear from the back, "No, I do it myself." So,
I kind of.
But he didn't say, "Daddy, look at those pretty red and blue lights shining back
oh,
there."
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, because Right after I told him to do that, I look, and of course this car passes us, and man, was that driver giving me the stink eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting the stink eye.
I want to know more about banging on the window and doing hand signs to other drivers.
He was just talking to him.
Oh, okay.
He was having friendly conversations.
Okay. I just didn't know if he was...
He was having friendly conversations.
Art imitating life.
Yeah. No. Of course, this is the same child that after we had Implosapalooza.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, did you see the big building fall this morning? No. And so we drove past. We drove past the intersection. This was the day of. So this was on the 24th. And I said, where did that big building go? And he gets this puzzled look on his face. He says, we broke it.
Yeah. And I didn't get to see it, but we did.
Oh, we went home and watched it on YouTube, and he was fascinated.
He liked that. Cops in Aurora, Colorado discovered a major violation while performing a seatbelt enforcement campaign, Mr. Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Huffington Post, police pulled over a driver and found a can full of gasoline strapped into the child safety seat.
Well, you know, it's combustible.
Sure. Meanwhile, the toddler was allegedly roaming freely in the car. yes. Obviously, police issued multiple citations. Police department uploaded a photo of the incident on their Facebook page. Comments on the picture range from, is this a joke, to, I'm surprised the parent didn't give the kid a cigarette.
Ooh.
Yeah. And same deal in Aurora. And how do you feel about this? Again, it's Aurora, Colorado. Police stopped every car at a red light on Monday and handcuffed every adult and detained them for 2 hours, the story says. The police found the criminal they were looking for, but were their actions legal? Responding to a tip that the person responsible for robbing a nearby bank earlier was at that red light, police moved in. They had no description of the criminal whatsoever. All of the adult drivers were pulled from their 19 cars and cuffed.
Oh, no, they were not.
Yes, police asked for permission to search the vehicles, and every time it was granted, in the last car, they found the robber along with two loaded guns. But, wow. Is that the old gnat and a sledgehammer thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's...
What was this criminal wanted for?
It's a bank robbery. Bank robbery. Just happened. And that's what they said. They were reported. They didn't have a description, but reported it was at this red light. So what they did is they stopped all the cars. I don't know how they got to the scene that quickly, but they stopped all the cars. It was 19 cars, and they handcuffed all the adults and detained them for 2 hours. Huh. I imagine that'll come up at the next city council meeting.
You think?
Just saying. Just saying they
may. There'll be somebody that comes up during Here Visitors.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak.